This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even if you've never seen the movie, chances are you know the first rule of Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. That's a quote from Tyler Durden from the novel by Chuck Palahniuk, later popularized by Brad Pitt in the movie of the same name. The novel now has a sequel almost 20 years after it was published, but the sequel comes with a twist. It's a comic book or a graphic novel for the purists among you, written also by Chuck Palahniuk. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why have you decided, after all these years, to bring Tyler Durden back?
So many reasons. Number one, I finally had the time to learn a new storytelling skill. I had about a year off because my story collection was done. And I was invited, kind of ambushed at a dinner party, by a bunch of comic people, including Brian Bendis and Matt Fraction. And they really hammered on me about creating Fight Club 2 as a graphic novel. So I had the time, and I had the peer pressure, so what the hell?
I imagine it's a different mechanism for you to write. I guess you write to pictures instead of writing to your own imagination.
Writing to pictures and also not being able to depict action. There's so many different parts of that skill. As you see the two pages, the reader scans them all, so it gets a general idea of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The only moment you can surprise or shock the reader is when they turn the page. It's called the page turn reveal. So you've got to have a setup at the bottom of the right-hand page, and you've got to have a payoff at the top of the left-hand page as they turn that page every time.
Wow, that's great. I hadn't even thought about it. I mean, of course, but I hadn't even thought about it.
And it drives you crazy to pace a story so artificially.
So, but you did it anyway.
I did it anyway because nothing could be more difficult than minimalism, and I wrote minimalism for years.
Yeah. Does it change, actually, how you as the author... Well, I guess you don't worry about the marketing and the sales, right? I mean, you do, but you don't.
You know, I've been really pulled into the whole creative, the whole enterprise. I have to answer the letter columns. I had to write 200 haikus as Tyler Durden, so those could be tweeted out gradually. And I had to kind of design a lot of the marketing things because this is supposed to be my baby. That's exciting.
What have the last 19, I guess, technically, years been like for you then since you wrote this book and had this movie that's become a classic?
You know, the biggest change, if I can be honest, is that both of my parents died. My father was killed in 99 and my mother died in 2009. And I had to come to terms with how much of my performance was based on pleasing them and getting their approval. And I had to find a way to motivate myself now that they were both gone.
But, you know, one of the things about the narrator in the original book and in the movie and a little bit, I guess, in the graphic novel, I mean, it's the first of 10 installments, is the sense of aloneness.
And that's very typical of my work, where a character achieves this isolation that thinks should be happiness. Because so many of us think that if we can get money enough, if we can kind of isolate ourselves in the country or in the penthouse, then we will be happy because we won't be dealing with Sartre's other people. And then once we do achieve that isolation, we realize we've never been more unhappy. So we're constantly swinging back and forth between isolation and community.
Yeah. Will there be, I am asking now on behalf of the legions of fans out there who are going to snap up this graphic novel, is there going to be a new movie?
You know, there's been interest. There's also been some television interest. So people are just kind of holding their breath right now.
Yeah. Fight Club on TV would be tricky. You'd have to go to cable, right?
You know, I can't say more than that.
Chuck Palahniuk, his new collection of short stories is called Make Something Up, Stories You Can't Unread. And there's also a new Fight Club graphic novel out. Chuck, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.